What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show.
Okay.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Love and Happiness at 2:30.
And then Rolling at 3:30.
Limp Bizkit.
Okay, yeah, okay. Is this Limp Bizkit?
Yes.
Okay.
Trying to redo the 2017.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sludge used this in all of the Eagles promos that year and ended up winning the Super Bowl. So
how about that?
There you go. There you go.
I didn't even know that.
Well, looks like we're going to get a little bit of weather on Sunday, which unfortunately means that there is a reason to have Tornado Shapiro back. Hi, Tornado.
That is true. You need me this week, friend, and you know it. I mean, come on, who doesn't love the frolic in the snow? And fire that music, please. I'm ready.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
This is what we live for. 37 degrees at kickoff, but then the temperature dips like the city's confidence in Jake Elliott. Possible. You're looking at the wintry mix. Do you ever do it in the snow, Ike?
You mean play?
Do what? Do what?
You play football, do you mean?
You make those snow angels. My snow angels are always pointing due north, straight up at the heavens. Except at night in the moonlight, when I'm aiming at Uranus.
The planet.
Oh, wow.
The planet.
Love the astronomy, astrology, you never know. Some people do welcome the cold, you know. A few years back, I was doing a little parking down by the stadium with Frisky Fran, a full-figured, weathered gal with a bad attitude, she and Frozen Flo Flurry, over at WWWG, I don't care. Car went dead. No heat. Dead battery. The only thing working was Tornado Shapiro. I was frozen stiff. Well, I had my personal jumper cables out that night. You know, be careful when you're entertaining in the car in the snow. You need to jerk that parking brake up.
Huh?
Avoid it. Ike knows it.
He does.
That's where I got it from. I always love when the Rams come to town. One of the big hallmark franchises in the league. One night it was me, Ike Reese, Roman Gabriel, and Joe Pellegrino.
Joe Pellegrino.
Talked three waitresses from the Red Robin up on Robbins and Frankfurt into skinny dipping in the freezing Pennypack Creek. Ooh, the cocktails those ladies were serving, that was worth the frostbite. Then it was the year 2000. Dick Vermeil brought the Rams owner, George, the gorgeous Giorgio Frontieri, back to the Vets. You talk about the greatest show on turf. Come on. It was worth blowing out my ACL, I'll tell you that. I still got the rug burns to prove. Badge of honor!
Oh, wow.
Wow, with Giorgio Frontieri?
Giorgio Frontieri. She was married 7 times. It would have been 8, but Kurt Warner had deceivingly good speed. The old Vet. One night, late night, it was myself, Ike, Mike Martz, Howard Mudd, 4 ball girls out in center field at Vet Stadium. We were shagging fun goes well into the night. We got a standing ovation from the ground crew at 3 a.m. And that's no lie.
Howard Mudd. Sunday.
I plan to wear 3 hats, 2 parkas, 2 hoodies, thermal stocks, but no underwear. Tornado goes commando, no matter what the temperature. Unlike you, Spike.
Yeah, no, I'm not a commando guy.
By the way, Tom Dempsey, he kicked for both teams. Dempsey had that leather block on his shoe.
All right, okay.
You like the leather, Spanky? Spritzy told me you like crinkled underwear, but who am I to judge? Okay, crinkled underpants. It is for you, my friend.
Could you just give us the forecast already?
Mostly cloudy skies, early high of 39. But it'll be 24 degrees by the fourth quarter. 50-50 shot of snow flurry. Sorry, ladies. Total accumulation only around 1 inch. I wouldn't even go out of the house for that. My professional call for Sunday's game, 50-50 shot of rain, snow, sleet, or hail. This forecast and tornado will always prevail. That's the most accurate forecast in the NFL playoffs this year and every year. Bundle up, friend.
Is that it?
He didn't even call for his music.
I know.
I was waiting for him to call for his music. I got nervous that he was going to say something that we couldn't air. So the groups that you were with,
yes,
it was you, Roman Gabriel, and Joe Pellegrino.
I don't even know who that is.
As a Philadelphia media person from 40 years ago.
That's a classic.
Yep. And then you, Mike Martz, and Howard Mudd, and Tornado Shapiro, with four ball girls in center field of Veterans Stadium.
Don't know how Howard Mudd got in that group.
Yeah, no way.
His offensive line coach.
Mike Martz also, there's no way he was a good guy.
No, there's no way.
Man, listen, Mike Martz is a partier.
I don't think so.
How would you know? I was there. You weren't.
Yeah, right.
Right. My bad.
You didn't see him out in center field with those ball girls.
Yeah, you wish you were hitting fungos.
See, I would have made a joke that he brought Mark Bulger with him.
A Bulger?
Yeah.
Bulger.
There
you go.
Come on.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mars Jewelers. Man. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mars Jewelers, online at mars-jewelers.com. The question, what is your confidence level heading into Sunday's game? Eagles-Rams, 37.6%, very confident, 53.8%. After we have Tornado there, I feel like I talk like him. 53.8% partly confident and 8.6% not that confident. So Dan Orlovsky, who is everybody's favorite backup quarterback this week in Philadelphia. Here's what he had to say about this Rams team.
Do you think that they're the most dangerous team left in the NFC, the Rams?
I do. I think they're the most dangerous team left in the NFC. Okay, cool. All right, who in the NFC has a coach who's led their team to the Super Bowl and won it? Sean McVay. Who in the NFC has a quarterback that's gone to the Super Bowl and won it?
Okay.
The Rams. What team in the NFC has a quarterback that has had one of the most clutch playoff runs in the history of the NFL? The Rams with Matthew Stafford. In the playoffs with Stafford, he's 5-1 together with Sean McVay. 5-1. 70% of completion percentage. A passer rating of 111. 18 touchdowns, 3 picks. He's a killer in the playoffs. Okay, then you go to Kyren Williams. Kyren's a walking touchdown. When he's on the field, all he does is score touchdowns. He's a walking touchdown. This defense, after last year, and this is said with the endless amount of admiration, last year with Aaron Donald, who's one of the greatest defensive linemen in the history of the NFL, they gave up 401 points. They had 15 takeaways and 44 sacks. This year, without Aaron Donald, this defense has given up 395 points. That's less than last year. They've gotten 22 takeaways. That's more than last year, and they've gotten 47 sacks. So we're talking about a defense that is a better unit this year than they were last year. They got a quarterback and coach that have done it. And I'm just telling everybody, I love Philadelphia. I think they're a fantastic football team. That quarterback and coach will walk into that building and saying, you got to come get us. We don't have to go beat you. You got to beat us. We've been there and done that. And that's why I think they're dangerous, because they're confident.
And that is a big endorsement of the Rams. And then Ryan Clark talked about the Rams as well. Here's what he had to say.
I think the other piece of this was it was total domination up front for the Los Angeles Rams versus the Minnesota Vikings, especially on the edge when you mentioned Young and Verse. You don't expect those same things to happen with Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson of the Philadelphia Eagles. And the other piece of it was I felt like Chris Shula, the defensive coordinator, was extremely game plan specific when it came to the Minnesota Vikings. It looked like he took a page straight from Aaron Glenn's playbook. This is a totally different team in facing the Philadelphia Eagles. And obviously, Saquon Barkley got going late in the game, and he was able to break off some of those big runs. But how do you minimize him early? And what are you going to do on the back end that's a different wrinkle from what we saw last week when you have all of these one-on-one beaters from the Philadelphia Eagles offense?
So there you go, kind of the two sides of the coin. I tend to side more with Orlovsky that the Rams are a dangerous team, which has me, now what are we saying? Very confident, pretty confident, and not confident, right? Mm-hmm. In Sunday's game. You're pretty.
I'm pretty confident.
You're very.
Yes.
And I'm not.
You've, yep.
Even though I think they're going to win?
Yeah.
All right.
But you're like Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah, I'm not 50-50. You're 50-50. Yeah. Not mm-hmm. that confident. 215-592-9494. Go ahead.
What if I were to tell you, Spike? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the Rams coming down the stretch.
Yep.
Matthew Stafford threw for 189. He threw for 110 versus the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
They beat 19-9. He threw for 160 versus the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
On a Thursday night. I saw that Thursday night game. Did not look great.
That was an ugly game.
Yeah. They won that game 12-6.
Yep.
So, and he didn't play in the last game of the season versus Seattle. That was Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, they rested all the starters.
He threw for 334. He only threw for 209 yards last week.
Mm-hmm.
So where is Matthew Stafford sort of lighting it up? He's putting up Jalen Hurts numbers.
Yeah, he hasn't had a great year.
Well, I'm just saying over the last month, he's putting up the same passing numbers that Jalen Hurts is essentially putting up.
As a team, from 5-6 to 10-7, mm-hmm. have gotten healthy, and like as I said at the top, those two guys, McVay, Stafford, in the playoffs, make me nervous, and they're sort of decimation of Minnesota. Now, look, you said it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. Maybe Minnesota was a fraud team. Maybe mm-hmm. they were. But, we had Minnesota a couple years ago. The Giants beat a fraud Minnesota team. Mm-hmm. I think they were down 28-7, the Giants were, in that playoff game. So maybe the Vikings were paper tiger, you know, just done with smoke and mirrors and good schemes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But to me, winning that game and the way that they won it, to go from a season that, by the way, they very well, with all the injuries they had in the first half of the season, they could have just said, we don't have it this year.
Yeah.
And they battled back. So
listen, that's nice. And that's a nice show. I'm listening to Orlowski and I'm listening to Ryan Clark. And I'm just saying this, and they're talking about Stafford and Sean McVay. Well, the offense isn't what's leading the charge. It's been the defense and creating turnovers. And Stafford isn't setting the world on fire. So you're playing up against a team that you almost have to be A-plus to beat. Like the Eagles, because they don't do a lot to beat themselves, you're going to have to come out and dominate. You don't get turnovers against them. How are you winning? It's clear that your offense doesn't roll up and down the field. You know, not since you played the Buffalo Bills has Matthew Stafford looked good offensively. And the defense has been playing well for them, but they're also playing a team that doesn't turn the ball over very often. So how can they get the short fields and things of that nature to help them out? As opposed to it's been Stafford, these receivers, and Kyren Williams and the great Sean McVay. I think we're giving the Rams a little more credit than they deserve.
That is
well all I'm saying.
That's a fair point, and maybe it's just recency bias, right? Maybe it's because we saw the Rams win the Super Bowl a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Totally different team.
Yeah, totally different team. And the four of the 5-1 thing came in that one run of 5-1 in the playoffs. Four of those games came in that one run.
And the fifth win came last week.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That absolutely fair thing to say. I think that it is as much about the fact that we make games closer than they need to be. Let's put it this way. If the Rams are, if it's 16-10 in the fourth quarter, I have a lot more faith in what's on the Rams sideline than what was on the Packers sideline last week.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know, I'm
sure. Yeah.
So it's as much, I think it's as much about how we look.
How much faith do you have in his defense?
In the Eagles defense? Mm-hmm. A tremendous faith.
Because that's really, if the Eagles got to win 17-10, it's going to be because, okay, their defense held the mm-hmm. Rams to 10 points.
Yeah, if we hold them to 10 points, then we're going to win the game, or we're going to have a bad Monday.
Well, yeah.
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 215-592-9494. We'll get to your calls right after Jack tells you something about tequila.
Jackie Tequila, some say. You've heard me talking all season about Gran Coromino Tequila, the official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles, founded by Philly's biggest Eagles fan, Kevin Hart. Well, Gran Coromino and the Eagles have teamed up to reward Eagles fans who really know how to roast our rivals. Upload your best roast to roastourrivals.com for a chance to win epic Eagles experiences. That's roastourrivals.com. Get ready for Sunday's game and pick up a bottle of Gran Coromino tequila. And remember, cheer on the birds responsibly.
So, per Zach Berman, the guy that wrote Inner Excellence, who blew us off yesterday, Jim Murphy, is at the NovaCare facility.
Yeah.
So he's making the rounds.
I mean, my God, bro, you got your book.
We get it.
Yeah, we got it, bro. Now you're an Eagles fan now.
Yeah. Jim texted me at 6:41. Hey, I'm ready to come on the air now. 41 minutes after your show ends,
show
Murphy.
Yeah. So where's he from? Is he from this area?
No, I think he had a California area code, I believe. Oh, so I think he might be out there.
Got him in here.
Flew him in.
He better not be a damn Rams fan hiding out.
Well, he's going to be on.
There's no Rams fans, Ike.
I know one. I have one Rams fan friend.
Oh, nice.
One, yes.
Well, I just wonder, is Jim Murphy going to run him on the field on Sunday like Gilly did last week? Could be.
Could be.
Jim Murphy better not be running them on the field.
I swear, war.
Yeah.
That book thing got a lot of run.
Oh, dude. When you get your opportunity to pounce, he is pouncing.
Yeah, my God.
215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike. Hey, Ike.
What up, Tasty Cake?
How you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
I'm fired up about Sunday. I love the Eagles. I think it's blowout city.
Blowout?
Blowout. 31-10.
Wow.
Run it right down their throat.
Wow, 31-10. Well,
31-10.
The Eagles haven't had a ton of blowouts this year. Now, the Rams were one of them, 37-20. I think the Bengals was one. I don't forget that final score, but I remember it being sort of blowouty. Mm-hmm. Is there another
one? Well, it wasn't a blowout from start to finish with that Bengals.
Oh, right, because they started off pretty hot offensively.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But Spike, they were, when they played the Rams were pretty relatively healthy in that game. What's changed?
Well, their front four has gotten much better. Their defense has gotten better since then. And they were healthy, but if I remember correctly, now, Nacua and Kupp were both injured in the early part of the year, right? I don't know when they came back, but I seem to remember it being within a few weeks in that.
I think Nacua got injured first game of the season.
Yeah,
but he cooked the Eagles last time.
Yeah, well.
Their front four was good against Minnesota. The front four is not going to be good against Mailata and Landon.
Well, Mailata,
they're not going to be good against them.
But we talked to Jordan the Tuesday after that game, and he mentioned he was particularly sore after that game. And one of them, I forget if it was Verse got Mailata.
No, it was Verse.
It was Verse got Mailata on one of those. So look, I have more if I lean one side or the other, it's certainly Eagles. But I don't see a blowout more than anything, and I think the Eagles are far more talented and far more complete than the Rams from a talent standpoint. Is like we don't blow a lot of teams out. There's not enough possessions for us to blow teams out usually, you know. And it's two of those touchdowns were Saquon 70-yard runs. Now look, maybe we get them and those are explosive plays or whatever, but typically our offense takes a little bit of time to get down the field. Yeah.
You know when we blow teams out, Spike? After Jalen has a bad game. And the next game, we blow teams out.
Okay.
It does seem to bounce back. It does feel like he's been discussed a lot, and not just on air with us.
Everywhere.
Yeah, nationally, it does seem like he's being discussed. And I think Colin Cowherd had him as the eighth best quarterback remaining of the eight teams in the playoffs. I think he does take that stuff in and get some sort of motivation from it. It's all going to be in the pregame outfit, Tasty Cake.
Mmm.
I need to see what it looks like in the pregame. I need a suit Sunday.
Okay.
I need a suit. I need a business attire. Jalen buttoned up, looking presidential.
Now, with the cold.
No pun intended, everybody.
Now, with the cold and maybe some precipitation, do you see could this be a hat situation?
Yeah, I can see that. Put you a nice overcoat on, coming in looking good.
You know?
You think he's going to have a pea coat down to his ankles?
Not to his ankles. He knows better than to wear a coat down to his ankles. But yes, to his knees, though, sure.
seriously, you know, Elliot, there's that episode of The Office where Michael Scott accidentally is wearing a lady suit that everyone finds out. I think Elliot may have bought a woman's coat and he doesn't know it.
And he's trying to rock it.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I need a photo of that on Sunday.
Don't worry.
I got to see the label.
We got to see it. Yeah. We will check it out.
I
got to
see the label. Well, your lips to God's ears, Stacey Kate, because I can't take the anxiety of this past Sunday. I was gritting my teeth through the entire thing. I think it was finally when we made it 19-10, I got a little bit of confidence. Yeah.
Oh, when it was 16-10, I was like, dude, I'm about to lose this damn game. Yeah.
So I would love a 31-10. Give me a 31-10, Tasty Cake.
So, yeah. Well, I hope I'm right.
Yeah, I hope you're right, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, brother.
I hope I'm as right as I was about the Sixers, Mike.
Yes. Well, wow.
Almost got out of here without
almost,
that one.
Almost.
Well, but Tasty Cake was buying in a few weeks ago.
Well, hold on, tread lightly.
Yeah.
Spike, I want to clarify one thing.
Yes, sir.
I want to buy in. Yeah. I love the Sixers.
Yeah.
I love the Sixers. I just didn't like what they did in the offseason. And I kind of saw that coming like a tsunami.
Well, I don't think it's what they did in the offseason why they're bad.
I mean, Spike, you would have to agree with me.
No.
And if it's top, you don't agree with me anymore? Okay.
Well, no. Right. I don't. It's okay.
I was going to say.
But I don't agree. Real quick, I don't agree with you that the reason they're bad is because they had a bad offseason. The reason they're bad is because their best player has played 13 games.
But I told you that was going to happen.
Whoa,
I told you that, man. And Spike in.
But what does that have to do with the offseason?
Because in the past, with Tobias Harris-led Sixers, they won games without Embiid.
Tasty Cake, you're going to make me jump off a bridge with the Tobias Harris stuff.
It's pretty good.
Cannot win games without Embiid with Paul George.
What difference does it make? Can I ask you something? If Joel doesn't play, what difference does it make?
Right, in the end, to get to where they need to be, with the Cleveland and Boston, there is no difference.
Okay, so but
if he could come back for the playoffs,
he's not. It's
with a different roster, they could be seated well enough that they could be high enough that if he does come back and play well in the playoffs, they could do something, but that's not going to happen now.
So to you, the big difference is if they had just kept Tobias instead of Paul George, then they would have a chance to win a championship.
No, the second best thing is you got to get rid of it. Tom Thibodeau, Steve Kerr, Spoelstra all have this roster. This current roster is above 500 with this current roster.
How many titles has Thibodeau won as a head coach?
Well, okay, Spike. He hasn't won any titles. He hasn't won any titles,
right.
But he has teams.
How'd he handle Jimmy Butler, who asked out while he was the head coach?
Right, he did. Okay, Spike. He did.
No, I mean, if I'm going to make points, to Tasty Cake, I love you.
Tom Thibodeau.
I love you, but one guy has a championship, and the other doesn't. Tom Thibodeau runs his players into the ground. He shortens their careers. The coach doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It doesn't.
You use the championship thing every single time, yet I've heard you kill Doc Rivers, who has a championship, 1,000 times.
Right.
That line doesn't work.
Doc Rivers had 4 Hall of Famers on his championship team and should have won 3 championships with that. Doc Rivers had Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, Rajon Rondo all on the same team.
Right. And Nick Nurse won a championship because 4 Hall of Famers were on crutches when they played.
Still won the championship.
But Golden State wasn't Golden State, Spike.
Still got through the Eastern Conference, right?
If Golden State was healthy, do they win that championship?
Well, if ifs and buts were chips and nuts, we'd all have enough for a party.
Love you, Spike.
Love you too, Tasty Cake.
I love you, Tasty Cake.
The Tobias Harris thing is the most confounding thing to me about Tasty Cake.
Well, he wins basketball games.
Yeah.
Tobias Harris.
Yeah. Listen, far be it for me to go back with all this. I'm not.
Okay.
Well, because it's Tobias Harris right now. You'll take Tobias Harris numbers for Paul George now, wouldn't you?
Well, Paul George is better than Tobias Harris.
Well, he was.
He is right now.
I'm just saying, what's Paul George averaging?
17-6 and 5. I think two steals a game.
That's what Tobias averaged.
Well, but Tobias was the worst defensive player on the team. Well, not the worst defensive player on the team. Paul George, much better defensively. Paul George, much better shooter.
Here's what I'm saying, Spike, and that's not leading to wins.
Okay, but like, I'm not arguing about Tobias Harris. I'm not going to do it.
It's really me arguing about Paul George, really, is that he's not really leading you to victories.
Nobody wanted him to lead us to victories. He came here to be the third guy.
Oh.
And, I mean, it's true.
Oh, okay.
But it's not true?
Yeah, I guess.
Is it true or is it not true?
Well, but he's only the third guy because you got to divvy up shots. Well, when one guy is never playing, he has more of an opportunity to have more of an impact.
He was brought here to be the third piece in the three.
And we gave him a max contract to be the third.
So would the Golden State Warriors have, and so would...
Maybe they should have went on and did it then.
What difference does it make if Paul George is
here? Well, that would be one less contract that we have on our roster.
They can trade him whenever they want, yes.
It would be one less contract that we would have on the roster that doesn't feel like an albatross around your neck.
It's not an albatross.
But that's what it feels like. Because it doesn't feel like Paul George is... You can't tell me Paul George feels like anything other than just another player right now.
I don't know what that means.
Well, I mean that he's not a difference maker is what I'm saying.
He is not a difference maker with this particular team. He came here to be the third part of a championship team. The first part doesn't play. The second part has taken a step back in Tyrese Maxey.
Because he has to do so much more.
Please.
Right? You don't think so?
Please.
Well, he's been asked to do more. It's like AI.
He is.
When he had to do as much as AI, that's why AI's numbers were like they were, because he had to, because nobody else could score. So now Maxey has to do everything.
We're blaming Maxey's step back on the fact that he has to do more?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Was he not better when he did less?
Of course it's better when he did less, which all comes back to the same thing, that the best player isn't playing.
I understand that part
of
it. But I'm also saying that when you bring in another guy that's supposed to be a quote-unquote max guy, and the best player isn't there, I'm not saying they are a title-contending team, but they shouldn't be cratering either.
I agree with you.
That's pretty much what I'm saying. It's like, if I'm going to pay that much money for that guy, then... Okay, Joel's not in. Well, we should still be able to stay afloat.
I agree with you. But Paul George over Tobias Harris, having Tobias Harris doesn't matter. And
it's about the same.
No, it's not the same.
Oh, it's the same.
Okay.
Ultimately, it is.
Okay.
Well, ultimately,
Ricky Council in there is the same.
True.
Because ultimately, none of it matters.
Well, I'm just saying.
Unless the big guy plays,
well,
it doesn't
Council's
matter.
A lot cheaper, too.
Cheaper for what?
For like, what he does.
What are you doing with the $50 million a year?
I don't know. That's not my job.
All right. Okay.
That's not my job. I don't
know.
But
it's not your job, but yeah. You certainly have an opinion on it.
Damn right I do.
Okay. What are you doing with it?
If I'm a viewer, well, if they were paying me $13 million a year, I would have that answer for you and much more.
But as a fan, you have this answer.
I know, because I have the right to have that answer if I'm watching them.
Okay, you're watching them.
So I'm watching them and giving my
this
opinion.
I'm just wondering where that $50 million would have gone.
Don't know. That's something Daryl should have known.
Well, just who? Just one player. Give me one player.
Don't know. Okay. Don't have a free agent roster in front of me, but I know giving money to a bunch of old players that used to be good when they played in Houston certainly isn't helping the team either.
What are we talking about, Eric Gordon?
Whoever it was, the guys that played for him.
Caleb Martin, who's a good player.
Mm.
Okay, all right. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Well, I don't know either. We're talking about the Sixers.
Well, I don't want to be talking about the Sixers because it's the Friday before an Eagles game. But I'm just looking for your point. Like, what is the point? Drill down.
It's not about drilling down on a point. The point is that we're frustrated with the team.
Of course, they suck.
Okay, and so then you know what the point is then.
No, I don't, because the phone call...
I just told you what the point is. No,
I agree. I'm frustrated, too.
Okay, then.
He called up and he said if we had Tobias Harris, we would be better. My answer was no, we wouldn't be.
But my point is this. So what? Why do you care?
He was the one that brought it up, Mike, not me.
But hold on. Like, you're getting so emotional and so amped up over this.
Well, you're doing it on purpose. You want to amp me up, so I'm amped up for you. So congratulations, No. So
Hold on. You choose to get amped up about what you want to get choose to amped up about. You can ignore it if you want to.
Well, I can't. You're talking to me.
No, you... Well, I wasn't the one that got you amped up. Tasty Cake did.
I wasn't amped up with Tasty Cake.
Sure you were.
No, I wasn't. Hung up on him. I laughed, and I said the Tobias Harris thing is confounding.
Well, I heard a different phone called in.
Okay, and because you were all in on Tobias Harris,
yeah.
You felt it necessary to say we would also be better with Tobias Harris. And I told you we wouldn't be, and that's where we stand. And all of this other stuff is just is extracurricular to that. If you think that Tobias Harris is better than Paul George, have at it.
Right.
I don't think he is.
Exactly.
Well, and I can tell you that the Golden State Warriors weren't dying to have Tobias Harris on their team. Like, there were other teams that wanted Paul George. Orlando wanted Paul George. They didn't want Tobias Harris. There are plenty of teams that could have had Tobias Harris, and they did not choose to have him.
Forget about Tobias Harris. We're talking about Paul George.
Okay.
Tobias Harris is irrelevant.
That was what we were talking about.
Not ultimately.
Yes, it was
ultimately. No, ultimately, no. Tobias Harris was just an example to bring up to make a point. Ultimately, it's complaining about Paul George not really being anything significant on the team. That's ultimately what the point is.
Okay. You win. Is Jaws next or is he not? Is he not next?
No.
Okay.
Stravlin.
Oh, so we don't have him at all?
No.
Okay. All right.
Kellen Moore conversation next.
All right, Kellen Moore. It's a WIP afternoon show with like Spike and Fritz.
Let me get Tornado Shapiro in here with Joe Conklin at the City Rhythm Orchestra at Westchester University on Friday, February 21st, and at the Broadway Theater in Pittman, New Jersey on Saturday, February 22nd. Get your tickets at JoeConklin.com. All righty. Now, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, so what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Now, you can get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest coming to Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history, meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing game day bites. A Super Bowl only comes around once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local